Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There were 84 men who ratified this covenant with the Lord when they, quote, placed their seal on the document, Nehemiah 10:1. The Lord had made and reaffirmed many covenants with his people, with Abraham, Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3, and chapter 15, verses 1 to 21, reiterated to Isaac and Jacob, with Moses and the newly formed nation of Israel, Exodus 19, 5 and 6, and Deuteronomy 29, verses 1 and 12 to 13, and with David, 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 to 16. Israel was also promised a new covenant in a future day, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, see Hebrews 8, 6 to 13, and 10, 16. In an amazing display of grace, we find the benefits of this new covenant have been extended to the spiritual sons of Abraham by faith. And we acknowledge this each time we take the cup of blessing at the Lord's Supper. What's interesting about the covenant here is that it was not initiated by God. It was the heart exercise of the people to seal themselves in a public way to their intentions to be loyal to the Lord. They were very serious, including not only a solemn oath to be obedient, but adding a curse or imprecation, calling down God's judgment on themselves if they did not obey, Nehemiah 10:29. Specifically, they promised to renounce intermarriage with the Gentiles, verse 30, to refrain from doing business on the Sabbath, verse 31, to give annual funds to support the work of God, verses 32 and 33, to make sure there was sufficient wood for the offerings, verse 34, and to bring the first fruits and firstborn to the Lord as he rightly deserved, verses 35 to 39. It is with regret we anticipate their inability to keep these promises, just as we could not. The law was perfect, but provided no inner strength to do it. But it is also with relief that we find the new covenant does provide the power to live it through the indwelling Spirit and our interceding Savior.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.